You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Interesting headline offer here. Steven Gerrard to score and Liverpool to win is 3-1. Yannick Bolasie to score and Crystal Palace to win 25-1. Steven Gerrard's last match ever at Anfield, Derek. It's going to be an emotional farewell for him. The fans ready to say goodbye to one of their greatest ever on Saturday night, and he's been talismanic for the club over the years.
He's been sensational. I mean, yeah, if you said that he was the best player ever to play for Liverpool, you know, I don't think you get too many arguments. I think he has been. Okay, he's tainted a little bit by what's happened this season. He's gone out with a whimper rather than a bang, but still a fantastic performer. And yeah, you know, yeah, it's very good. Very good.
I was welling up there, Derek. I must admit.
Well, funny you should say that, because there have been places knocking about on Gerrard. Will he cry or won't he cry?
Cried in his life, has he, Gerrard?
Well,
when he gave away the title last year, he didn't cry.
Well, I mean, there are occasions when a man can justify every cry, aren't they? I mean, you know, when you drop your ice cream on the floor. The end of a marathon, especially if there's no more left in the cupboard. When you're assembling furniture.
You made me so pleased there, Derek. Every time there's a marathon, I tweet a picture of an empty marathon wrapper and I get castigated by this man to my left. See, that's humour, DK.
I can't believe you and Lee are cut from the same cloth, Derek, as far as humour's concerned.
There's another time when people cry.
Very worrying,
that's
indeed.
That's when they keep back in my naps.
Yeah, right.
And then realise I've done it.
But nobody does anymore.
They've gone full circle now. They're laughing. They've gone past the crying. They've
the
gone
tears
to the
are
laughter.
Still there.
Yeah.
Well, I think Hills had also betted on Will. You know, Gerrard won't last the 90 minutes because he just won't. He'll be taken off to a standing ovation before the end. And Hills are betting on what minute he will go. And I think there's a price, but between the 85th and full time, which is nailed on.
1-2
is exactly what happened to Jamie Carragher. He ran off in the 87th minute a couple of seasons ago.
Do you know what? We were looking at that yesterday, Derek, and I must admit, you know, maybe it's just on value grounds, but I was wondering if the 75-85 at 6-4 was better, you know, just to give him a bit more. I mean, it's hard to know when they take him off, isn't it? Obviously, I suppose it depends on the match to a certain extent as well. But I'd be tempted to go 75-85 and go 6-4. But yeah, I know what you mean. There is a bit of a rule that they go off. You know,
near the end,
towards the end of the last 5 minutes.
Yeah, I think that's a nailed on. As for the game, it will be Liverpool winning this because Palace, they've given up for the season. 4 straight defeats, and when they were going so well, they are playing in flip-flops, and Liverpool will win this. I actually think Liverpool are 4-9. It's not a price I would often take, but given the circumstances, I think it's absolutely copper-bottomed, nailed on.
Wow. Liverpool 4-9, the draw 16-5, Palace 7-1. Do you agree with Derek in terms of Crystal Palace having checked out for the season? Because they put in respectable performances against Manchester United last Saturday and the previous weekend against Chelsea as well. We've said it before, but they can get up for the games against the big teams despite already being safe.
Yeah, they can get up for them, but they don't do very well against them still. You know, if you look at the results against the top seven, they don't win many games. In fact, they lose most of them and don't score many goals. I think they've only scored once in those games, and that was away from home this year, and that was against Arsenal when they lost 2-1. I don't see them as being able to compete with the best teams in the division, and I think Liverpool are obviously up there, especially with this day. You know, you would imagine the players. The danger is that it develops into some sort of testimonial. Now, I've looked at some of the comments from the Palace players, and they're a bit like, "Yeah, we're not going to let it become just a day for Gerrard." But the fact that they're talking about that, they'll know that. And no player that you ever hear from has ever got a bad word for Gerrard. So there's a danger that Palace could get sucked into this a little bit. They're obviously well safe. Been a bit of a bogey team, haven't they, Derek, for Liverpool? You know, obviously the 3-3, which people point to, you know, them losing the title there, whether they lost it there or anywhere else doesn't really matter. But they beat them 3-1 at Selhurst Park this year already, of course. Liverpool have won in the FA Cup. I mean, I know it's sentimental, but I mean,
headline,
you may just go for the Steven Gerrard to score and Liverpool to win it 3-1. I've got the sense, Derek, I don't know if this will happen, but if Liverpool are 2-up, I think it will be a bit like a testimonial. If they're 2-up with 60 minutes gone, I reckon they'll shove Gerrard up front and try and get him a goal.
Yeah.
You know, I got that sense, but even if he doesn't, he's been in good scoring form, hasn't he? I mean, it's not like, especially at home, he's had penalties. I was looking back through their... they've scored in... in every Premier League game for the last last 10 Premier League games at home at Anfield. Looking at the goal scorers, the majority of the goal scorers are midfielders. I think 13 of the goals that they've scored in those 10 have been from midfielders. Gerrard's got 4 of them in that spell. So I think it's a fair bet. I think, you know, obviously he's going to be on penalties, obviously free kicks, and it's just like him to score in his swan song match, I think, really. I know it's a bit of a mug bet, really, you know, thinking, oh yeah, Gerrard's bound to score. But I think given the price, I agree with Derek. I think Liverpool will win the game, and given the price, I think it's worth having a go at 3-1. And he's my favourite player of this generation. So
yeah, you love him, don't you?
I do like it. I do like it. I mean, his form's waned a little bit in the last season, but up until that point, I think he's been tremendous. I love that style of player. So yeah, brilliant.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.